IATA closes its summit by announcing new leadership. A new checkpoint of the future will allow flying with dignity. And orders grow for the Bombardier C-Series. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, June 9th, 2011. IATA, the International Air Transport Association, announced leadership changes at the conclusion of its 67th Annual General Meeting and World Air Transport Summit in Singapore. Peter Hartman, President and CEO of KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, is succeeding David Bronczek, CEO of FedEx Express, as chairman of the IATA Board of Governors following the completion of Bronczek's one-year term. This appointment is effective immediately and is for 1 year. Tony Tyler, former chief executive of Cathay Pacific, was confirmed to succeed Giovanni Bisignani as IATA's director general and CEO. Tyler's appointment becomes effective July 1st, at which point Bisignani will become director general emeritus. IATA also announced that the Board of Governors agreed to appoint Alan Joyce, CEO of Qantas, to serve as chairman from June 2012, following Hartman's term. The first mock-up of a checkpoint of the future designed to enhance security while reducing lines and intrusive searches at airports and using intelligence-driven risk-based measures was unveiled at the IATA summit. Bisignani commented, quote, "We spend $7.4 billion a year to keep aviation secure, but our passengers only see hassle. Passengers should be able to get from curb to boarding gate with dignity. That means without stopping, stripping, or unpacking, and certainly not groping. That's the mission for the checkpoint of the future. We must make coordinated investments for civilized flying," unquote. The checkpoint mock-up is based on three lanes. For security measures, based on the relative risks of three groups: registered travelers who've been through background checks, a normal lane for most of us, and a more thorough lane that would be equipped for passengers with sketchy background information or randomly selected from the normal line. Bisignani added, quote, "We have the ability to move to the biometric scanning and three-lane concept right now. And while some of the technology still needs to be developed, even by just repurposing what we have today, we could see major changes in 2 or 3 years' time," unquote. An unnamed airline has placed a firm order for 3 Bombardier C-Series CS-100 aircraft and options on 3 more, according to a news release from Bombardier Aerospace. Deliveries of the aircraft will start in 2014. Based on list price, the order is valued at $186 million U.S. and could increase to $385 million if all 3 options are exercised. Analysts have been predicting that Bombardier will grow in the segment for 100 to 149 seats, and the company now claims 103 firm orders for the C-Series from 5 customers. Bombardier claims the C-Series will offer a 15% operating cost advantage and a 20% fuel burn advantage, greatly reduced noise and emissions, superior operational flexibility, exceptional airfield performance, and a range of 2,950 nautical miles. Airbus, EADS EFW, and their Russian partners, United Aircraft Corporation and Irkut, say they have jointly decided to stop the A320-321 passenger-to-freighter conversion development program for economic reasons. The companies say recent market developments, including strong orders for the upcoming A320neo, have resulted in more demand for A320 passenger aircraft and less demand for freighter versions. EADS says the collegial and professional cooperation in this joint venture over the last 4 years has strengthened the partnership between the European and Russian aviation industries, and that Irkut and Airbus will continue their partnership in component manufacturing for the single-aisle program. Up next on ANN, new photos from space show Endeavour docked with the ISS. Wi-Fi deals at Chicago airports benefited the mayor's son. And does Governor Rick Scott really appreciate GA? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, June 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Another quick reminder, starting next week, the abbreviated two-minute touch-and-go podcast we do will be discontinued, and the Aero News special feature will no longer keep a daily schedule, but will be released only at times when expanded coverage of a story or event is appropriate. The exception will be my Monday conversations with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. Those will continue each Monday. This daily Aero Briefing, the one you're listening to right now, will continue on a daily schedule. There are some terrific views in the photos and high-definition video taken from the perspective of a Russian Soyuz spacecraft, 600 feet from the International Space Station, showing the docked shuttle Endeavour. They were taken May 23rd, and you can find the link to the page where they're posted on the NASA website by using the FMI link in the text version of this story, dated June 9th, at aero-news.net. With only one shuttle mission remaining, there won't be many more photo ops like this one. Florida Governor Rick Scott has signed a proclamation declaring June General Aviation Appreciation Month in the state of Florida. The document was signed by the governor on Tuesday. In the proclamation, Scott acknowledges that the state's 129 public-use airports serve 51,671 pilots and 25,287 GA airplanes, contributing $6 billion to the Florida economy and generating a payroll of $1.8 billion statewide. The proclamation also notes that GA plays a vital role in response to emergencies and natural disasters, as well as touching over half of Florida's jobs in some way. It also recognizes the presence of Piper, Piaggio, Embraer, Rockwell Collins, and Avadyne in the state. Governor Scott is also an experienced pilot who campaigned in part on a promise to use his own Beachjet 400A for travel around the state. There are those who see hypocrisy in his statements of support for the value of GA, given his liquidation of the state's aircraft and the firing of its pilots. A new Cirrus training and rental center is planned for North County Airport, F-45, in Palm Beach, Florida. Platinum Aviation Training says it plans to open the new location to provide flight training for all aircraft certificates and ratings using Cirrus Aircraft, Cirrus Standardized Training, and Cirrus Aircraft Rental. Platinum has created what it calls an upscale training environment for its customers desiring to rent aircraft or learn to fly in a Cirrus, and says it's currently the only Cirrus training center that offers all Cirrus models on its rental line, including the newest SR-22T. Platinum Aviation's facilities are unique in that those customers that are checked out at any of Platinum's locations can fly at all of its locations and have 24-hour access to the aircraft. Platinum operates two other Cirrus training centers, one at Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport and the other at Miami's Opa-locka Executive. And finally today, the son of former Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley was not listed as an investor in Concourse Communications when it was awarded a contract for Wi-Fi services at O'Hare and Midway airports. But Patrick Daley did serve as a liaison between the company and its investors and reportedly collected almost $709,000 when the company was sold in 2006. The company was sold to Boingo Wireless Incorporated less than a year after it was awarded the contract, according to a report in the Chicago Sun-Times. Mayor Daley's press secretary had told the paper in 2007 that the younger Daley had no financial interest in the deal. It's still not clear exactly how the deal was structured, although Patrick Daley's payment was reportedly tied to the sales price. It appears to have been the result of his involvement with a venture capital firm in Chicago. The two Daleys say they now work together on international business deals. Oh, and of course, if you need a historic waterfront GA airport bulldozed in the middle of the night, they have special expertise in that as well. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Doug Barker, president of the Utah Rotorcraft Association, about this weekend's Rotors Over the Rockies event in northern Utah. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.